Blog Talk Radio.
Fulfillment
for the glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty. Okay, I'm trying to get the music up here. Okay, and we're going to play a couple songs, okay, to get us started before I bring Pastor Wanda on. Okay, so let's go with Father Jesus Spirit by Fred Hammond. Amen.
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this.
Now I need everybody.
Oh,
next we're going to play Arise, You Are Good by William Murphy. And then I'll bring on Pastor Wanda. Amen. We're having some kind of technical difficulties here. Let's see what's going on here. Let's try it again here.
Let your feet be established.
music. Let's bring on Pastor Wanda. Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored, thanking God for being ahead of my life, and he's a covenant keeper. Amen. So how are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored as well. I got a little bit of a scare here. We had some bad thunderstorms, and we lost power a couple of times. I thought we might not be able to do the show tonight.
No, God's going to let it be. He going to let it happen. Well, the day down here was so sunny, and it was so beautiful. I sat on the patio and basked in God's presence.
Amen.
All
right,
Pastor Leroy on
tonight?
Is Pastor Leroy on today?
No, he's not.
All right, I wanted to say hello to my brother, but let's get into the Word of God. We had an awesome and a mighty God who's worthy, praised, and exalted, and this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We're going to look at in Christ, in him, who we are in him, and let's establish this as a new creation in Christ. Yesterday is gone. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. We have new mercy today. That's Lamentation 3:22. Whatever you did yesterday is dead. Today, just keep going forward. So we're going to look at who you are in Christ. Amen? Oh, thank you, Lord. All right. I hope everybody got their paper and pen today. And I hope everybody had a blessed week. And as well as men of God, women of God. So welcome, women of God, men of God, all listeners in Jesus' name. So let's get into the Word. Amen. I missed everybody, but all is well. All right. Hold on, Pastor. It didn't knock off. Don't do it to me tonight, Lord. Okay. All right. Who we are in Christ. God has made himself who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that in him we might become the righteous of God. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:21. You are a new creation in Christ, through Christ. God has forgiven you. He has washed away with his blood of Christ to make you holy. He has given you a new heart. He placed his spirit in you. He has given you a new heart that knows how to follow him. He has made you acceptable forever. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God of his dear sons. Jesus has given you his kingdom as an inheritance. He has hidden you in him, in Christ. He has seated you with Christ in heavenly place. He has given you power to do whatever Jesus did. He works with you, confirming his word. He gives you wisdom and strength and knowledge. He gives you the power to get wealth. He has made you great and the precious promise so you would be a partaker in his divine nature. This is a new creation, Christ's identity in Christ. This is a new you or the new man. The research book we will be helping you is about the new self, okay? So each and every day you must read Matthew 6:33. You have to seek first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, and everything else be added. Because all the things we learn in the world, he got to, hold on, have the Holy Spirit. All that must be taken away and to be replaced with the things of Christ. Amen? That's all what it is, changing from what you did know to know the things of God. Okay? So when you seek first, there's no lack of want in the kingdom of God. You must renew your mind. That's Romans 12:1-2. Okay? You have to come back with what the world said, but we're going to look at what God says about you. Okay? Not what your mother said, not what your friend, not what your job, not what your husband, not what anybody says, what God says about you. Amen?
Amen.
So let's get into it. Because a lot of people have been down, tried it, outcasted, talked about, betrayed, all kinds of things, and everything is a life under the pit of hell. Because if anybody say you can't do something, you can do all things through Christ. You have to know who you are. This is knowing who you are in Christ. Amen? Let's look at some examples, okay? Let's look at in Christ. Now, I'm not saying in your mother, in this. you have a new DNA that is of Jesus. If you have received him as your Lord and Savior, you have a new DNA. Amen. You have a new family, okay, that is in Christ. So let's look at the first one. If you have your Bible, could you go to Romans 3:24? All believers are justified and made upright and in the right standing with God, freely and graciously by his grace, through the redemption which is provided in Christ. You have a new identity. You have been justified. Justified means like you never did anything. I had to talk on that subject. The person said, wait a minute, but I did. I said, that's your old nature. You did it then, but we have a new creation. We're a new creation. So when you're justified, everything is clean. Jesus has justified you to be in the kingdom of God, to be a son or daughter in God, okay, in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And it's by his grace. It's not by the law. We are under grace. God riches at Christ's expense. It was a high cost to have grace, and it was Jesus laying his life down. Amen? All right.
Amen.
To be in him, he had to die. If Jesus didn't die, we wouldn't know anything about in Christ. We wouldn't be his child. We wouldn't be the son of God. We wouldn't have the inheritance. We wouldn't have the blood. We wouldn't have the New Testament. We wouldn't have anything. Amen? But we have everything through Christ. Amen? Let's look
Amen.
At Romans 6:11, okay? Romans 6:11, even so, consider yourself also dead to sin, and you are related to it is broke, okay? Your relationship with sin is broke. We make mistakes. Don't get us wrong. Only one perfect Jesus. Let me make sure you understand it. Our sins have been paid for. God already knows what we're going to do before we do it, because that's why he sent Jesus, okay? We can repent, and that is Psalm 51, okay? To get back in right relationship, we can repent and say, God, I messed up. I do it all the time. I made a mistake. I cursed. I said, oh, excuse my language. It's on the radio. Damn. I said that today, and I said, Lord, I guess I sent, Lord. Okay? So a lot of people have not forgiven themselves. And we'll be on that subject probably tomorrow if the Lord's will. A lot of people look and still condemning themselves. No, if you received him, you have received the full package to have the things of God, justified, redeemed, redemption, salvation, healing, delivering, the whole package. Amen? The covenant, the blood. You have the whole package of Jesus Christ. Okay? So to be put back in right standing, we are in right standing. We're not in outstanding. Outstanding is when you're not in the body of Christ. You are not in the sheepfold. See, we are righteous in Christ, okay? God have, through Jesus Christ, he have made us righteous. Only through Jesus, not through anything else, not through any other God. It's only through Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at Rome. We got a good sermon today because God, you know, he gave it to me the other day when I supposed to get on the radio, and I was tired. I'm just telling you, I was tired. I was tired today. I'm tired today. We had donation today, but when I was in the world, if I ran so hard when I was in the world, I'd run harder because what Jesus has brought me, he saved me. He stopped death in my life. So it's a whole bunch I can speak on about now about Christ. Amen? So let's look at Romans 8:1. Therefore, in here is now no condemnation, no adjustment, guilty or wrong for them who are in Christ. Well, this is saying anybody can judge you, nobody can condemn you, okay? No guilt or wrong for those who are in Christ, okay? We are in Christ. Nobody has the right to judge about the son and daughter of God. We are in him. You know, a lot of people try to bring up your past. Your past is dead. That's why you have a new man. That's that old man passed away. Behold, all things become new because you have received Jesus Christ. Amen? You have a new nature. And it comes, it's a day-by-day walk because nobody is perfect. I'm going to say it again. No one is perfect. That's why we have to work each and every day our own salvation, work it out. And, you know, God is a great God. He did made a way for forgiveness, healing, the whole package again. Only one was perfect is Jesus. That's why we can be in Christ, in Jesus Christ. Amen? All right, in Romans 8, I'm going to break that back down. That's Romans 8, 1. There's no condemnation, okay? Because we, for those who are in Christ, for those who in, or have you received him, or have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? In him, not out of him. See, if you're out, that means you're not in the sheepfold. Because, see, when we look at, if you look at Psalms 23, no. Psalms 23, we need a shepherd. Now, the ones that's bucking against that he called them goats, we are in sheep. We're sheep. We're his sheep, okay? He's the shepherd. He leads and guides, okay? And we are in him because we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, Romans 10, 9, and 10. Amen? All right, let's go Romans 12 and 5. No, Romans 8. No, I made a mistake. Romans 8 and 2. For the laws of the Spirit is life, which is in Christ. Here it is. In, if you got your Bible, I would circle certain things when it say in. So you're understanding. I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm not outside of Christ. I'm in. Okay? Just like you walk in a door. So I'm staying in. I'm in Christ. Amen? That's a metaphor of making an example. Just like the sheep gate, we in there. He have opened the gate, and we're in there. He's the gatekeeper. Amen? So, in Christ. Wait a minute. The Spirit of life, which is in Christ, the laws of our new beginning has freed us from the laws of sin and death. Christ has freed us from sin and death and the law. See, the law, sin, and death. It's three things he have did, law of sin and death. We're not under the law. We're under grace. Amen? Okay? Romans 12 and 5. So we've got about 20 of those we're going to speak on about in Christ. Okay? A lot of people say, I don't know if I'm saved. I don't know if I. So tonight we're in. We're going to be in Christ. It's about in Christ, where who you are. Amen? So we are numbers as we are, are one body in Christ, the Messiah, and individuals who are part of one another, immuted, dependent on one another. We're in him. So we have the body of Christ, so we depend on each other, okay? I need pastor to help me to grow in certain areas, and then he might help me to help him. One over here might need help. So we are in there so we can talk to each other of what we need. God has placed everything we need in the body of Christ. That's why we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? Amen, pastor?
Yeah.
All right, let's look at 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. To the church, assembly of God, which is in the Corinthians, to those consecrated and purified and made holy in Christ, who are selected and called to be saints. God's people, we're called saints. Not angels, but saints. Amen? We're in Christ. And called to be saints, God's people, together with all those who are in all places, called upon and to give honor to the name of love. We are to give honor and glory to God, okay, to the church. We are the church. Now, I want to bring some up. A lot of people say, I went to church. We are the church. We go in the house of the Lord to worship him, to reverence and honor, and to fellowship and to hear the word of God, okay? And I hear a lot of people, I went to church. We are the church. Even when we had a pandemic, everybody talking about the church is closed. The church ain't never closed because we have our mouth to pray, to worship God, to sit, to do the things of God. The church is never closed. Amen? All right. We are called saints. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 1 and 4. I thank my God at all times for you because of the grace of God which was bestowed on you in Christ. Christ, everything has been bestowed upon us. We can thank God, okay? If it weren't for God, if it weren't, I have to say this all the time, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for giving us Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
1 Corinthians 1:30. A lot of people thank God because they get a car, a new pair of shoes off. If you know the price that was paid, and when God, he used to break me all the time when I heard it, or I didn't have to see it. And when he said, I stopped death for you, I healed you, I deliver you. And when I listen to certain worship songs, it just breaks me because it was one Christ. If it weren't for Jesus, not one of us would be here. Amen? In 1 Corinthians 1:30, but it is from him that you have your life in Christ, whom God made our wisdom from God, revealed us the knowledge of the divine plan of salvation. Preaches he and manifests himself as our righteousness. He's talking about Jesus, okay? Thus made us upright and put us in the right standing with God. And our consecration made us pure and holy. And our redemption provided as a ransom for eternal penalty of sin. Jesus paid for everything. He paid our penalty. Hallelujah. He made a way so we wouldn't die. We wouldn't have the wrath of God. We wouldn't be tormented. We wouldn't have to go to hell. We have eternal places in Christ. Christ was our wisdom. Christ was our knowledge. Christ was the divine plan to give us salvation, to set us free, to receive this freely gift through Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. 1 Corinthians 15:22. But just as because of the union of nature in Adam, all people die. So also by virtue of the union of a nature shall all in Christ be made alive. Now, of the old man, Adam was made of dirt. Jesus was part of God, took himself part of him and made us Christ, made Jesus. Okay? We died through Adam, the dirt Adam. Okay? We're alive through Jesus Christ. Amen? It's plain and simple. So sometimes the first Adam, God already know man was saying. He had already, and if you look at Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, he said, let us made in the image. Jesus was already there at the beginning. Amen? Let's look at 2 Corinthians. Pastor, you want to say anything?
No, you're fine. Keep going.
All right. Okay. 2 Corinthians 1:21, but it is God who conformed and made us steadfast and established us in joint fellowship with you in Christ and has consecrated and anointed us, lend us, lured in, wait a minute, hold on, excuse me, anointed us, endured us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is God's anointing. You can look at Isaiah 61, God have us anointed and appointed us and established us. We have the same anointing then through Jesus Christ to be able to be equipped to do the things that he called us. And then we have the Holy Spirit. That's in John 14. God made a way through Jesus Christ. When he died, he didn't leave us orphaned. He didn't leave us without the Holy Spirit. We have the same Spirit as Jesus when he walked this earth. Hallelujah. We're going to take a break right now. Let's hear a little worship today. And we have any calls, Pastor?
Okay. Yeah, let's play some great music here. Let's play A Place Called Victory by Dion Kipping.
Okay.
Hallelujah. All right. Who I am in Christ. This is where we at. Who we are in Christ. Amen. We have 10 scriptures, and we have many. It's over 100 to let you know who you are in Christ. Amen. Now we're going to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Hallelujah. The new, we're doing it from the New Eastern Standard. It makes it plain and simple. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God have already prepared everything. He know everything about us. Because we can look at Jeremiah 29:11. God knows the plan and purpose he has for you, plans to prosper and not harm, the plans to give you a hope in the future. I don't care what anybody have spoke over you. Saw it come back in that with the word of God and saw it speaking what God says over you, what God, amen? in 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Amen? We are his chosen
Amen.
People. We are your priesthood. We are a holy nation, not any nation. He told you you're holy. You're royal. You're a royal child of God. Okay? That's all it's saying. You're royal because you're in Christ Jesus. And God has brought you into his family. Amen? Even when your family or anybody and you have received Christ, you're in a new family. Because when I was an orphan, didn't know who I was. And I thank God for giving us his word because, see, the word, it tells you when I look at my life, nobody wanted me. Called me black and ugly, said all kinds of things. But now when I look at the word of God, God said, I belong to him. He created me for great works. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I have been chosen. I'm in a royal priesthood. I am in a holy nation of God's people. I am his possession. And I can proclaim the goodness and the excellence and the greatness of God. Hallelujah. Because he called me. He called me out of the world. That's what it's saying, out of darkness. Okay. When I was in the world, I was in darkness. When I didn't know Christ, I was blinded to the truth. Didn't have the word of God. Didn't know anything about it. But he brought me out of darkness, out of a sinful nature. He brought me to his family. When I asked and received him as my Lord and Savior. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's look at Romans 8:1. Therefore, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. That nobody can condemn you. Your past does not define you. Nobody can condemn a child of God. Hallelujah. Okay? The blood of Jesus Christ covers you. Amen? Let's look at John 1:12. I can go on and on. And said, "What God, you see, is God through Jesus, for who you are." Okay? Nobody can tell me nothing. I know who I belong to. I have a big brother. I have a husband, Isaiah 54. The maker is my husband, Lord of hosts, his name. When people ask me, is I married? That's who I'm married to. I am married to Jesus. Amen? Let's look at John 1:12. We have any callers, Pastor?
Yes, we do, I believe. Yes, we
Let's
do.
Check
we have
one.
Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy? I'm just listening to the show. How you been, Pastor
Wanda? All right. All righty. Okay. Sounds good. I'll put you back on mute, and you can listen to her message. Amen.
All right, Pastor. Play a song. The bishop is calling me. I'll call you. I'm not going to call you back, but play a music right quick, okay? I apologize. Amen. Let me see.
All right. Okay.
All right. They just hung up. That's all right. All right. I'll get back with them because I don't know if I have some assignment, and I've been sitting waiting, okay? Okay. Let's get finished. 2 Corinthians 5:21, okay? For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteous. Jesus was sinless, and for our sins, he took on everybody's sins, not one sin, everybody of the world, and he became our sin. He paid the ultimate price for us to live. Hallelujah. So we can become right with God because we was outstanding. We was unrighteous. If Jesus did not come, we would be unrighteous. But through Jesus Christ, we have been made to be in right standing. Right standing being righteous. Amen? Let's look at John 15:5. And in this scripture here, it talks about the vine. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whosoever abide in me and I in him, he that is that bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can't do nothing. You must stay connected to the true vine. We are his branches. And he wants us to encourage, uplift, pray. He wants us to bear good fruit. Amen? And stay with
Amen.
Him. Okay? must stay with him. Because he says in the word of God, apart from him, you can't do nothing. That's something. Okay? Amen? All right.
Amen.
Okay. Let's look at John 15:15. No longer do I call you a servant, for the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friend. Hallelujah. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known you. So, okay, in this right here, he breaks it plain and simple, that you can understand. You're not a servant anymore. You're his friend. And he tells the friend, he don't tell the servant, but he tells his friend what his father then told him. That's what Jesus is saying. I'll tell you exactly what the Father. Hallelujah. Ain't that some awesome stuff? That's some awesome things what God is saying when you're in Christ. In. Amen? Let's go look at Galatians 2:20. It's so much we can talk about. I have over 100. It's over 150. It's so much we can learn. But we have to sit down and sometimes meditate. See, this, as I teach, I'm being recalled. Anybody that gets up and think you know it all, you don't. Because it's the only thing you're relearning, because we are students of the word. So if you're a student of the word, you have to study. Amen? That's what a disciple. A disciple is a student of the word. Amen? All right, let's look at Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me. Okay? You're crucifying him. What Christ did, you be crucified. You have to crucify daily. That means picking up your cross. Okay? It's no longer you live. It's Christ who lives in you. Okay? Amen? So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 6:9. Do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. We are not our own anymore. Okay? But sometimes that's a hard thing because so many of people of us have it. Like, I can do this. I can do that. You know, I have a hard time with that sometimes. I say, oh, I don't belong to myself. I don't belong to myself. I'm not in control. He gave it, this is what the word he gave me. I have to laugh as I'm on there. I'm not in control. Now, see, we have to keep relinquishing things to God. We have to submit to God. And that's in James 4:8 and James 4:7. Submit to God, resist the devil, he'll flee. James 4:8, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. So if you're having or struggling with certain things, I had to talk to God. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with that. And I have no problem because, see, I'm talking to my Father, Abba, in Jesus Christ. Okay? And so then when I give it to him and go to bed, I'm like, whoa, it's that simple. Because he don't want us to be wrestling with anything because we are in him. We can go to the Father with anything, anything. Amen? All right. Well, I'm not my own. I have to say this sometimes. I'm not my own. It is hard sometimes. Okay? You know, a lot of people think when you come into the body of Christ, it's hunky-dory. No, it's not. They think we live, how you want me to say this, God? Like everything beds of roses. No, it's not. You have trials, situation, persecution, rejectment, betrayal. We have a lot. But God is with us through everything we go to because if you are a child of God, if Jesus went through it, you will go through it because you are in his, you're in him, okay? We don't have I have no problem. Yes, we do. That's why we can go to God with it, okay? Nobody is exempt because if Jesus wasn't exempt, you're not exempt either. Amen? All right, Pastor Gatton, the callers.
Yes, we do.
All right, go ahead, Pastor. And we're going to stop it. I'm going to stop at 10 because I still got an assignment to work in with some people locked up. I'm going to tell you the things. I need y'all to be in prayer with me. I have brothers and sisters. We have Dr. Charles Stanley, kingdom man. He went home to glory. And we'd like to give honor, and we need to keep his family in prayer. Dr. Charles Stanley, and many have lost loved one, and pray for the schools, pray for a lot of things. And I don't know what the assignment is, but I'm just called. So it's a lot I'm praying for and asking God to overturn a lot of decision on man. Amen. Hello?
Okay, yes. Okay. Give me a second. I'm having some technical difficulties here.
Hello?
Okay.
All right, Pastor, do an altar call.
All righty. Okay. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you get a chance to do so right now tonight. Simply say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. Well, if you said that prayer, we would like to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That is awesome. Now, if you need prayer or just need to talk, We are here for you. We are just God's service, trying to help God's people. It's all about your soul. And if you receive that and receive the word of God and have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, we'd like you to call in. And we thank God for you. Thank God for Pastor. Thank him for being a man of God that's always faithful to him. And thank God for every listener of Rainbow Ministry. And women of God, daughters of the King. And we thank you, women of God, for tonight. And Pastor, tomorrow, if the Lord's will, we have a second part, if it's all right. And I hate I had to get off early tonight. But there's a lot of, I've been resting today, and before we leave, it's been a kind of a hard week, but it's a good week. You know, this in this journey, I wouldn't change it for anything. It's a lot of things we got to impart to God's people. Today I've been out picking up food, distributing food to the homeless and to different people, to the elders, veterans, and got assignment to go see about some people that can't walk right now, and they called me, and these were some of the employees, and then got jobs to help people. And been helping about apartments. So there's a whole bunch that God have in place on me. But I'm equipped for it. You know, I have to rest sometimes. But I thank God for you, Pastor. Well, I do. And I miss my brother Leroy. I hope he listens.
Well, he hasn't called in so far, so I don't know. I think he's doing a show tonight.
Amen.
Okay, with one of his radio programs. Okay.
And we'll be praying for him as well as for God to show up and show out, just like he showed up and showed out tonight. I thank God I prayed something and we had everything just God did it smoothly. So we didn't have any calls, certain callers, and certain ones we did. So do we have any callers before we get off tonight?
Yes, we do. We have two callers here. 111,
right,
you're on here.
How you doing, everybody? How you doing, everybody? This is Pastor Wallace. How y'all been?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, man. Just here listening to your show, man. Like I said before, I just wanted to say hi, and you got any more callers?
Oh, yes, we do. We have another caller here, 111.
Bring him on. Bring him on.
Hello, 111, you're on here.
Hi, this is Noah Gibson from North Carolina, and I have a 14-year-old daughter. She's in eighth grade, and she came home today, and the kids were teasing her. Well, they were flat out being rude to her and making some very hurtful comments, and she came home. She was crying. My first reaction was to get violently angry, but I sat her down and talked to her, and I told her, well, look, let's do what Jesus would do. And I was trying to give her advice of what to do at school tomorrow. These kids are making fun of her because she's half black and half Italian. I'm Italian and my wife is black. And I told her, be proud of who you are.
That's right.
You're not
Amen.
A little kid. Be proud of who
All right.
you are. You're not just yeah. a little kid anymore. You're a young woman, 14. She's not an adult yet, but she's got to stand up for yeah. herself and be proud. And I told her, when you go to school tomorrow, you be a proud young woman and be proud of who you are. And if they make comments about you being half black, you tell them I'm a strong young woman and I'm a beautiful young woman. And I know she
Amen.
Is. I saw her in the show. She's got nice little black tits, probably like Wanda. She's a young woman now.
That's it. I pray for this. You know what God gave me? Listen, if you ain't got to say that, Pastor. You know, I had to talk to some people about Psalm 37. Fret not for evildoers, neither be envious, because they soon shall wither. Fret not, but delight thyself in the Lord, and God should give us a heart desire. You're not bringing anything. You're bringing stuff upon yourself, young man, and God hears it. And I sent out today Psalm 105, touch not my anointing, do my prophets no harm. See, you're not, but you're bringing harm upon yourself and your family, because you're coming. God holds you high, at a higher standard. God made man, and then you coming at a woman, okay? And God hears everything, but we're going to ask God to bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, Pastor, I'm going to have to go because, not because of this, I have to see what, I don't know if I got to speak or what's going on, but I'm going to call the bishops and stuff back because they called in, because they use on call, but unless I need to talk with them. So I'm going to say good night. I thank God. God bless you. I keep his face shine upon you. I pray favor. I pray the blessings of God. I plead the blood of Jesus over every hearer. And I thank God for this ministry in Jesus' name. Thank God for Jesus. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, God
I'll
bless
see you tomorrow,
you,
Pastor.
Go ahead, and we'll
right.
see you tomorrow night.
All right. God bless everyone. Love you.
All righty. 111, you're on the air.
Yo, 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 go get Wanda back. This is Bishop Don Juan. I'm her pimp slash bishop. And we got some German tourists coming over here tonight. She need to wash that pussy.
Okay. All right. 111, you're on the air. Okay, all righty. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, man, what's up, everybody? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. What was that was right there? Man, it sounded like a snake.
I don't know. It was somebody trying to make it sound like a vibrator.
Oh, shoot, man. People be doing that on your show?
Yeah, they be doing that. They call it a troll.
What's the name of your show?
God's Rainbow Ministries.
Ah, okay. So you're like a homosexual pastor?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. So that's probably why they be calling it like that, because they think, they think that everything goes. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Kids on. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know, man, y'all accept transgender pastors?
We accept everyone.
You a transgender?
No, I'm not transgender. No. But
no,
we
but I'm just saying, if a guy wanted to come on your show and do some preaching, and the person was transgender, would you let them preach?
Sure.
But this guy, but you know, he's a guy, man. He ain't no girl. There's something wrong.
Well, he identifies as a woman, okay, so that's why...
That's the Antichrist right there, man. That's the Antichrist right there, man. Antichrist spirit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't have a problem with you at all, man, but just...
Well, I like I said, I can't speak on transgenders. You got to know what's in their heart, okay? If a transgender, okay, wanted to preach the word, okay, I'd let him, okay, or her, or, okay, you know,
How about if the person was like half human and half robot?
Well, that would be impossible.
But you know they do have that, you know what I'm saying? That's what the government is working on right now. That's the reason why they're using the word transgender. Because it's trans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said...
Any more callers? You have any more callers?
Yeah, we got another caller here from 830. Okay.
Bring them on.
You're on the air.
Osama. Assalamu alaikum.
I surely want some bacon.
Why did you let that black woman say there is no perfect man? Mohammed, peace be upon him, was a perfect man.
Well, we don't really have proof of that.
Mohammed
was transgender.
Mohammed split the moon in half.
How did he do that?
He said, Allah, give me the power to split the moon in half.
He did that with his ass cheek.
Do not touch me, the prophet.
Mohammed was transgender.
Osama, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I do not want to talk to the slave.
Your name is Osama?
That's a name that was given to me.
Oh, so you're Muslim?
No, I'm not Muslim.
Well, your name is Osama.
Yesterday you swore by Allah. You are Muslim.
Well, you shouldn't really swear by any god, okay? Okay, so, you know.
Allah is the one true God.
Allah. 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 Allah.
Okay.
I will go
call.
For a while on mute. Talk to the darkie yourself.
Are you calling me a darkie, man? Man, what the hell's going on with this show, man?
Don't know. Okay, that was a Muslim caller, okay? His name is Hassan. He has his own beliefs. I don't know. 111, you're on the air. He has his own beliefs.
Run over niggers with a semi-truck, sell niggers on the black market, bash a nigger's skull in.
Oh, no, no, no. 111, you're on the air.
Oh, I've got my balls stuck in my zipper.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
What do I do?
Uh, Good question. Good question. Try to unzip it.
Pray for me.
I will pray for you. Yes, I will. Dear Lord, we come to you tonight. His brother is having a difficult problem with his zipper. May you find it in your heart, okay, to relieve him of his pain and fix that problem. Amen.
My arthritis is gone in my elbow. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. All right. Okay.
Can I get two tickets for the coffee class?
We don't have a coffee class. Sorry. Okay.
Holy fuck.
Goodbye. All righty. So let's see. Do we have any more callers? Anybody want to press the one key to come on? If so, press that one key and I'll bring you on. And that way I will go from there. Amen? All right. 111, you're on the air.
Ticker, the average nigger killer.
Okay. All righty. Well, I don't know what it is with people tonight and saying the N-word. That's not appropriate for this show. Don't like that. All righty. Well, let's play some music here. Amen. Play Live by Marvin Sapp.
Feel helpless. I know I'm late.
Amen. You know, Jesus is a way maker. He can make a way for everyone. Amen. All right. Well, let's take a caller here, 506. See who we have.
Hello. Kenny?
Hey, what's up, Kent?
Kenny, I just called in. What has the show been about?
Oh, Pastor Wanda was talking about who we are in Christ.
Well, good old Pastor Wanda. I bet the carpet matches the drapes on that one, right, Kenny?
I'm sure.
Kenny, let me ask you this. You think you could put in a good word and have Wanda send me some nudes?
No, she ain't like that.
Kenny, I am a ladies' man. Once they get a look at me and my penis, they cannot resist.
Yeah.
You know this, Kenny. Well,
she can.
So, Kenny, what is this war you're having with Tony Gaga?
I'm not having a war with Tony Gaga.
You're not? I thought you were with some back and forth in the Discord.
Oh, we had exchange of words. Other than that, that's it.
What words, Kenny?
There was a misunderstanding about Joshua Higgins and some other things, okay, that he decided to go too far on.
Give me examples, Kenny.
Well, I don't really remember all of it anyway. It was just crazy. Well, let's take some callers here. Hold on. 111, you're on here.
Hello, Kenny.
Hey, DZ2, how you doing, my brother?
I'm all right, man. I've had better months, but I'm trying to make it through. I heard Kent on, and I wanted to call in and see how he was doing. How you doing, brother?
Well, I am living the dream. I don't know that it's my dream, but it's Kenny's dream. Because I have a big penis. I get all the vagina. I have my ministries. I have lots of money. Lots of doctrines. I am a poonhound. And I have several titles. So I am living the dream. Might be Kenny's wet dream, but nevertheless, a dream. Right, Kenny?
I don't know about that.
Kenny.
You're damn right.
How's
DCT doing?
Brother, I'm going through it a little bit, you know, with an ex of mine. It's getting ugly, but I'm not going to get into it. I was going to ask you, brother, I know you slay, you know, mucho poon, brother. How do you do it? I mean, as far as, you know, does Sham just not care? Do you got to keep it from her? Or is she, like you said in one of your shows, is she just stupid?
Charm is lazy and stupid and lazy. And she can only take so much penis. So she is okay sharing, because sharing is caring. And I am bound to no woman. And of course, if you want to become a true player, You will have to dress flamboyant, flashy clothes to express your strong personality. Ideally, fur should be used. Use lots of green because that is the color of money. If you don't like green, my son, if you don't like green, sexy shades of purple are fine as well. And last but certainly not least, show your wealth with lots of jewelry. And
oh,
I must say,
with that.
I now have a cock ring.
Oh, decorative. Oh, shit. Kent, man, you a player. You a player for real. You don't play around, brother.
You must keep your backhand strong. Work out your backhand on slabs of beef product to ensure maximum efficiency against your employees. And by employees, I mean my bitch charm. Striking the meat with force, but not so much so to hurt your delicate hand. That is what a player must do, my son.
Well, so you go ahead and just give her like a strong pimp hand when she get out of line? Is that how you roll?
Well, the one way to show her I love her is to beat her.
Well, that's true. I mean, they know you care when you show them attention like that. And I'm sure, like, Kenny, he feels the same way when Tony smacked the dog shit out of him. I mean, it keeps him in line. Does it keep Charm in line?
It certainly does, except I do not throw eggs at Charm the way Tony does to Kenny. And I don't make her wear a helmet. I don't put her in a crate. I don't make her put her poop in a helmet either. And I don't hide behind Charm's back. I am out and about being a player, where Tony denies being on that dirty app for the gays.
Oh, shots fired. Wow, well, Kent, man, I got to say, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan, brother. I like what you do. I don't know who this other man is that does a show, but people call you the fake Kent. I think you the real Kent, and the other Kent is the fake Kent because he don't keep it real. You keep it a buck, and I respect it, brother. And much love to you for always keeping your bitches in line.
Damn right. I reciprocate.
Kenny, what do you
love?
Kenny, what do you think, brother?
I don't know. I think that this is fake Pastor Kent, and the other one's real.
Kenny, for 5 years, you know I've been the real one. What the heck is your problem?
I just don't think you're the real Pastor Kent. I'm sorry.
Well, Kent is honest, man. He keep it a buck all the time. That other dude on that other show, he a baby. He a grown-ass baby. This is the man we talking to. He a grown man. He put people in line. He ain't afraid to call your show. That other man is afraid to call your show. He won't even talk to Tony Farrar. He's such a baby. How are you going to call that the real Kent? That's the fake Kent. This is the real motherfucker right here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would not be scared to debate Tony F. where that other bitch is. He does not want to debate him. Where Tony wants to defend the gays, I would let him defend the gays and talk on my show. But the other Kent is a bitch. And you let him treat Tony like a bitch.
Kenny, everybody agrees except you, man.
Well, who knows?
I think that other dude is a fraud, man. He a fraud.
Well, Kenny, think about this. If you let Tony F be hung up on and talked to that way by the fake Kent. That means you are not protecting, defending, standing up for the man that you love.
Well, how am I going to be able to do that when he's on the phone? He's doing it himself. Okay?
Kenny, you've done time incarcerated, have you not?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What is an animal that has six tits and a tail?
A dog?
What kind of a dog, Kenny?
Just a dog, period.
What gender of a dog, Kenny?
Female.
Six tits and a tail, Kenny. A bitch. A bitch, Kenny. Only someone that is a bitch would let that other Kent talk to his man that way, Kenny. No offense, but that is the 11th commandment, and you break it by allowing that. You must confront that man. Thou shalt not be a bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Kenny, I agree with that, man. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Kenny.
Hello? Okay.
Listen to me. The other one who calls himself Kent is evil. He thinks I am a male witch. He wanted me to put a spell on dead souls. He mentioned Tony's sister, Sylvia.
This
is the better Kent. The other Kent is evil.
Okay.
My brother in Islam, how do I know this? I tell you the truth. I swear by Allah.
Okay.
Is Kent still on the line? I want to ask him another question.
Yeah, he's still on the line.
Go ahead, my son. I got about 1 minute.
Okay.
On my prepaid calling card.
Okay, brother. Real quick, how many cups of coffee do you think Kenny made you when you were Dean? Just approximately, because everybody is waiting for that coffee class, and we want to know his resume.
He must have made me thousands and thousands and thousands of cups of coffee. Good ones at that, too. Otherwise,
wow,
he would have gotten bitch slapped. Right, Kenny?
No.
Or the ridge hand. That's true. Okay. Okay, brother. Well, hey, Kent, man, this was a great call. I appreciate you calling, brother.
Thank you for your cooperation, Kenny. And DC2, stay black and big, my brother. Amen. And
thank
keep
you, brother.
Those Nubian bitches coming.
Oh, I
Amen.
Will, man. I will.
God
Kenny,
bless
that was
us
a...
all.
Amen.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye, Patrick. All right.
That was a, Kenny, that was a great call. That was one of Kent's best calls.
Yeah. Yeah, 111, you're on the air.
IHEvent.com. If this is an urgent matter, please press 6.
Okay. All righty. Well, okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Kenny.
We got some more 111 callers here. 111. Okay. Try it again. 111.
What? Oh, shit. No echo, brother. You're just screaming. What the fuck? Damn, that. I'm deaf, Kenny. Kenny, I don't think I can hear anymore. That was loud as fuck. Right in my eardrums, man. Damn. I'm going to fuck Dickie Hopper up, man. He a retard. I'm sorry to use that word, but he retarded. And I think I might be partially deaf now.
Sorry to hear that.
You didn't think that was loud, Kenny? I mean, well, you, Kenny, I mean, you wouldn't know because you're deaf. Is the sign still on the line? Because maybe it hurt his ears, too.
Yeah, it sounds on the line.
All right. Well, maybe it was just me. Go ahead and take another call, Kenny.
Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Is somebody calling from inside another man's asshole?
I think so.
Hello?
Okay. Yep. Well, you can say goodbye to them. 111,
climb
you're
out of the asshole and call back.
Hello, is this Kenneth Fishman?
Yes, this is Kenneth Fishman.
This is Sarah calling from the Walgreens Pharmacy on San Pedro Avenue. I wanted you to know we have your dick pills ready for pickup. Your usual order is 365.
Jesus Christ, Kenny, that's a fucking ton. 365, is that what you said, Mrs. Sarah?
Yes, your copay will be $37,000.
Motherfucker. Kenny, where are you getting this money from, man?
I ain't getting any money. I don't use a pharmacy at Walgreens on San Pedro. Goodbye.
There must have been a wait, Kenny, wait. There must have I wanted to ask a question.
Kenny, let me ask you a question. Do you use one of those online pharmacies with the dick pills from India?
No.
Where do you score your dick pills?
From the VA hospital.
And without the dick pills, is it like shoving a marshmallow up Tony's bum?
Yeah.
Or a mushroom into a, I don't know, man, little mushroom action. Kenny, why do you get dick pills from an animal hospital? That shit don't make no sense to me.
Not animal hospital, veterans hospital, the VA.
A veteran, like the veterinarian. Yeah, I know. I know what a veterinarian hospital is. But why do dogs even need dick pills? I never understood that. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I mean, whatever works for you, Kenny, I that's fine, brother. Ain't gonna, no judgment here, man. Amen.
Kenny, I need a favor from you.
What's that?
Tony Gaga says you sell your dick pills.
No, I don't.
Will you also move some fentanyl pills for me?
No, I won't do that. I don't sell pills.
But Tony Gaga says you do.
Is he
a liar?
Yes, he's a liar.
So you hoard your dick pills?
Yeah, I heard them. Yeah.
Do you swallow or snort them?
I swallow them.
Oh, you don't inject them?
No.
Into the cock? I mean, get it right all in there? Okay, all right.
Kennedy says he is a swallower. Listen.
I heard it. I heard it. Calm down, brother.
He did say he spit them out. He says he swallows them.
I got you, brother. He swallow other things, too, but we all know that. And it's all good, Kenny.
Kenny,
I heard your depository.
I heard your Bible says no masturbation. You cannot spill your seed on the ground. Does that mean you swallow?
No. Okay. Hold on, what's right here?
Hello, this is Diane.
What up, Diane? How you doing, baby?
Hi, I'm calling from the Lowe's Home Improvement Center down in Alamo Ranch, and I wanted you to know, Dr. Fishman, that we ordered the horse sex slave hoist to be installed in your home with installation okay on Monday of next week.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No. I didn't order that. Thank you.
Is Dominguez finally going to get to move in? Kenny, why did you hang up? I was asking a question.
Do you have a sex swing?
No, I don't have a sex swing.
He getting a horse stall for Dominguez. I wanted to ask the lady about that because that's interesting. I'm not judging, Kenny. I think it's beautiful. You love dough, you love dough. I love dough, but you're a different kind of dough. Somebody's on the road.
Done.
Kenny, what in the hell is going on?
I don't
know. Osama, how many men have you had in your lifetime?
A couple.
Just a couple?
Yeah.
Wanda has more on a weekend than you had in your whole lifetime?
I guess.
Tenet, I have a question. We're in the circle of trust. I've asked this question before, and okay, it's a two-parter, Kenny. First part, how long have you been engaging in homosexual activity in your life? Like, since what year?
Off and on.
Off and on since?
Since 78.
78, so that's 45 years, brother. So, in 45 years, how many penises have you taken anally? Kenny, circle of trust, Kenny.
One.
Kenny! Kenny, come on, brother. You took one dick in 45 years? How you even going to know you gay if you don't take at least one dick? It took you 40 years to take a dick? Kenny, come on, brother. That is insanity. Okay, well, let me ask you this question. How many buttholes have you been inside, penetrated?
Couple.
So you've been in a couple of assholes and only taken one penis in 45 years of on and off. So what does a gay man do for 45 years if they're not fucking? Sucking? Were you just sucking?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ken. You sound very sad. I'm not trying to make you sad, Kenny. Kenny.
According to Islam, you are a heterosexual.
That's all that matters, Kenny. You a heterosexual man. That's what matters. Amen.
Okay.
Kenny, you sound
one
sad.
One
brother.
You're on here. Hello?
Hello, Fishman?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Edna. I'm calling from the Audie Murphy Memorial VA Hospital Pharmacy. I wanted you to know that the case of 24 Fleet enemas for anal douching has arrived. You want us to mail it, or will you pick it up in person?
I didn't order that.
They got your order wrong? Wait a minute. Hold on. Edna, your name's Edna, right?
I think that's what I said. I forgot.
Okay, listen, honey. I think you got his order of dick pills and ass suppositories mixed up, bro, sister. Because he ordered the dick pills. He ordered, 365 dick pills for like... With a co-payment of like $7,000 or something like that. I think you might have mixed up his orders. Is that possible?
That order was at Walgreens. I'm not at Walgreens.
Yeah. No, I know, but Kenny said that his dick pills was at the veterinary hospital that you're calling from.
That's the problem. I'm calling from the VA, not the veterinary hospital.
Oh, I mean, the VA, whatever. The VA, that's what he said. He called from the VA.
The Audie L. Murphy Memorial VA Hospital.
Yes, and he said his dick pills are there. They're not at Walgreens.
Oh, hold on. Let me check under the counter.
I mean, it'll be a big motherfucking box.
There it is. 365 dick pills.
Wow, Kenny, that's impressive, brother. Is that for the year or just for, like, a couple months?
That's a 90-day supply.
Good God. Kenny, no wonder you never do shows, man. You're just fucking all the time.
What do you mean, do shows?
This is a show. You're on a show right now.
Oh, my God. I didn't get permission to be on a show. Goodbye.
Oh, Kenny, damn. Edna kind of a bitch, man. I was nice to her.
Yeah, yeah. Since that's not a real calling, okay?
A real calling? What do you mean?
It's not a real female caller. It was a man.
Oh. Oh, so you're saying it was like a dude that transitioned or something. I got you. Okay.
Okay.
That was Bruce Jenner.
111, you're on the air.
This is True Vibrator Radio. True Vibrator Radio.
Okay. All right. Well.
Only got 8 minutes. Kenny, let's finish strong, brother.
Why didn't you post any pictures of Wanda?
Because I don't have any pictures of Wanda.
Ask her for some.
Okay. All right.
I need to make my camel spit.
Oh.
111, you're on here.
Hello, Ken. I'm just calling in to wish you a happy Eid al-Fitr. Eid is upon us. Are you going to be honoring the holiday?
No.
Why not?
You're ending your month of fasting.
Shit.
Now you can have the pork tamales like you wanted.
Kenny ain't been fasting.
Any time.
Are you crazy?
said he'd been eating pork and meat and sucking on meat, kinds of sexual shit going on over that house. And also, he'd be eating that stuff, too. So I hate to break it to you, but Kenny ain't been fasting, right, Kenny?
Say what?
You ain't been fasting, Kenny. You got Kenny, are you even listening to your own show?
Yeah, I'm listening. I can't even hear you.
I said, okay, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Kenny.
Next time you go to the VA pharmacy, pick up Q-tips.
Also, wear your hearing aid, Kenny. I hate having to yell this shit because it wakes up everybody in my neighborhood. But my question was, did you eat meat during the month of that you were supposed to be fasting? And I said that you did. I'm asking, did you eat meat?
Yes, I did.
Thank you, Kenny. That's a failure.
You sickened me.
That's definitely a failure on Kenny's part right there.
Yes.
You should celebrate Eid by eating baklava or samosa or kanafe or stuffed dates or filled cookies.
Yeah. Okay. 111
right here. Vibrator.
Okay.
What was that,
later.
8, 7? No, I wanted to ask Hassan a question. Are there going to be any repercussions from this news that Kenny did not fast?
He will burn in hellfire.
Like Tel Aviv.
Satan will lap him to his spit, and
no
Tony will turn that spit.
No, Jenna.
But besides
Kenny.
That, there are no repercussions.
Okay. We don't want to tell with Kenny. We don't want you in Tel Aviv, brother. That's bad news.
Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hi.
Ashley?
Hello? Hello?
Ashley?
Hello? Joseph Gibson's in the chat room. Joe should call in.
That'd be a great call.
He just said, remember Waco.
Muslim, Indian, black man, and a gay man on a show, I'm sure Joe would lose his shit.
A gay Cuban. Yes,
his son wouldn't lose his shit. He's a liar, apparently.
Amen.
I tried listening to that show once. There
it's
was
like
less torture at Abu Ghraib prison.
That's a good Iraq reference.
Hassan, have you ever heard the Clay Douglas show?
Yes, I have.
I thought the Joe Gibson show was like seven levels under, like a super retarded version, you know, with the clips. You know, Clay used to play all the clips, but he was at least funny when he took calls. Joe just takes clips, plays them for 40 minutes, then takes calls and just kind of like plays with himself. There's no, it's not entertaining at all. It's really a bastardized.
You would think Joe Gibson. You would think Joe Gibson was the one with traumatic brain damage, not Clay Douglas.
Well, I think his son Noah has traumatic brain damage because he shits in the dryer all the time. But that's neither here nor there. Joey,
that's the kid that shits in the dryer.
Yeah, he shits everywhere. Just
why would
chip
he
off
shit
the old
in
block.
Dryer?
But
of
good
all
Joey
the places,
does that.
All the,
good Joey.
Why
does
the dryer?
That.
In his
fact,
father locks the bathroom door.
Of course.
He doesn't provide enough kitty litter.
Oh. I mean, let's be honest.
The boy has no other place to shit.
I bet Joe's actually shitting that thing a couple times, too.
Clay used to
That's
have
where
a
he learned
character.
It from.
He used to have a caller called in. He was a Russian. His name was Markov. And he'd always...
That guy was
causing
great.
Trouble. He's calling trouble
yeah.
in the chat.
Remember the thing about meat? The meat was they're cloning the meat or some shit.
Yeah, he's cloning the meat. You're eating people.
Yeah.
They're not cloning the meat yet.
Yeah. Clay loved Markov.
Whatever happened to him? I went back to Russia.
I think he's in. No, I don't know what happened to Markov, but I know Clay's probably drooling somewhere. Poor guy.
Murphy's been to the Audie Murphy Center.
I don't think so, my friend. I think he's probably not going very many places these days.
No.
I'd like to know if Candy, I think she left. Did she leave?
I like Candy.
The truth is, Candy was about to pick him out of the trailer.
We got a couple
of
minutes left.
She calls.
God bless you. Okay. Okay. Give a shout out. Kim Folk. Give a shout out to Ashley, Mike Gunn.
He just cut us off in the end of the show, man. What the hell?
Gavin Moorhead.
Penny, what the fuck is going on? We were having a conversation, Kenny. Why the fuck are you talking?
Because
Kenny. Do not be rude.
Kenny, we were talking. So the men were talking. Kenny.
Ken.
I was talking. Kenny, what the fuck? Kenny, what is going on? I was trying to talk. We was having a manly talk, and you just end the show?
The show's over with.
Well, this is overtime, baby. We're still going. Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny, we in overtime, brother.
All right. It's not going to allow us to do much overtime. Okay?
Okay, Kenny. All right. Well, who's still on the line, man?
You and Hassan.
Okay. Well, I do want to ask him. So he said there was going to be, other than burning in hellfire for eternity, if there was going to be any other repercussions to your situation, what moving forward does Osama have to do to get back in your good graces, sir?
He must kiss the black stones or go to Mecca for the Hajj.
Oh. Well, I definitely think the second part's out. Kenny, don't leave the house. Can you bring Mecca to him? Yellow?
Okay. Well, I'm going to say good night, everybody. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.